Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Cinco Johnson went from shaking it on stage to shaking it on a football team. We'll explain.
And Jada Pinkett Smith shares a childhood memory involving Tupac you don't want to miss.
How sweet. And Tyler Perry is clapping back at fans who are not here for his relationship advice.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
All right, honey, so hey, Craig. Now, what's this out here about Remy Ma cheating on Mr. Black Love?
Well, Gary, over the weekend, Remy Ma's Chrome 23 Battle Rap Showcase had the internet in a frenzy. After Battle Rapper Geechee Gotti brought up alleged rumors that Remy was cheating on her husband, Papoose, with another battle rapper, Easy the Block Captain. Mm-hmm. Well, after the show, Remy was asked to comment on the cheating allegations, and she said, "He was just saying what's been on the blogs for the last 3-4 months. I'm comfortable. It's just battle rap." But then blogger Tasha K decided to drop a photo of the pair at a restaurant together as evidence to prove that Remy is, in fact, out here creeping. What do y'all think?
Not y'all down to the Cheesecake Factory.
I mean, you know, they're open. They have a vast menu.
Stay out of this. This is like a serious relationship. They've been together for a long time.
Oh, my Lord.
And they've beat the odds in a lot of situations. Like, I just want people to stop talking about this and let them get through it, whatever it is. If there's even anything.
Right, yes. They've been together a long time. But at the same time, during the battle, I don't know. You are a female MC. When the battle rap is happening and dude was, like, throwing all those lines out, do you think Remy should have been like, nah, hold up, like...
No, okay. No.
Really?
When it's a battle rap, you go below the belt. Okay. That is the thing with battle rap. They will talk about your mama, your kids, your sister, whatever. Yeah. There are no limitations
in battle rap. But the crazy part is, Rem wasn't the one in the battle. It's her event, right? So she's over it. So even, you know, I'm always gonna be, like, a little bit optimistic, right?
Yeah.
Even with her going out with Easy the Block Captain, she's over that league. He's a person that battles in that league, so sometimes you do hang out with the clients and the people who participate in your events.
Yeah, but that's not a good look. But then too, and I mean, Tasha K has no reason to lie. She was sued by her,
and Tasha K is very credible.
She ain't trying to be sued against her.
Yeah, she's very credible. Very credible news source.
She has the credibility of Puxa Honey Phil.
No,
Brad, I'm sorry, Brandon. We love Remy Ma, honey, and we love Poo Poos.
I just don't understand why they're not taking it. It's a battle rap lyric. Why is everybody taking it?
Because
like
the whispers
this?
Have been going on for quite some time.
See, I don't know nothing about the whispers. If you mind your own damn business, you won't know nothing about the whispers.
Exactly.
Keep your ears closed to everybody else's business.
Exactly.
Oh. Well, as the dish goes on.
Well, moving along, child. Let's get
on. This goes on. This goes on.
Let's get into this shocking tea, child. So apparently, Chad Ochocinco was the original Magic Mike.
Wait a minute now.
Okay, that's right. So Chad recently jumped on IG Live and revealed to his fans that he used to shake his magic stick, back in 1997 and went by the stage name Twix.
I got the magic stick.
I used to strip. I used to be a dancer. I used to strip. If anybody in this chat from LA that's a little older, I used to strip at the Right Track. And my stage name was Twix because I was skinny and I had all the veins popping out. So I looked just like a Twix. That was my name.
But let me tell you something, honey. He should even tell people that, honey. His name was Twix. That cigar was bigger than a Twix that he got in his hand. That's why Evelyn Lozada left him.
I mean, but was he left Twix or right Twix? Did he have a dance partner? Like,
y'all gonna see him act like Chad on like a fine piece of Twix bar?
Well, that's why Evelyn left him, honey. He was a Twix.
This is also 1996. This is before social media. This is before camera phones. Yeah. You could get away with something like that.
Yeah. And remember, back then, too, football players that were in college weren't able to make any money like how they do now with endorsements and everything. So, listen, work ain't honest, but it paid the light bill.
I did it at a bachelorette party one time.
Really?
Yeah, 100. That's 100% true. My mom's watching right now.
My birthday's coming up, July 6th. That's
July 6th. Yeah. That's a long way
off,
Jesse.
You got about 8 months.
Yeah, it's a bachelorette party.
Cue the training montage.
You
know what
I'm saying? You have pictures. You ain't got pictures. You're lying.
No, I'm not. I don't have pictures.
Well, I would love to see Tanner verify.
Listen, I got no lie in me. It was an awkward experience. All right, moving on.
Were you naked?
No, I wasn't naked. No, I showed up dressed like a plumber.
And like you was getting plumbed.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bachelor party.
He came and laid him by.
I showed up. I showed up with a pipe wrench. I was like, I heard y'all got some leaky pipe.
Period. Tanner, I'm telling you right now, I get a leak every July 6th. July 6th, 2024. Come bust this pipe,
baby. Tabby got a leak in this whole building.
Yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. Jada Pinkett Smith's memoir is coming out this fall titled Worthy. And in honor of this memoir, she posted a snippet with a video that has some fans in an uproar. Jesse, could you read some of the passage while we roll the video?
Now, how are you in it? Well, not in a million years would I have dreamed that the Fresh Prince and I would become, very acquainted. Not in a million years did I imagine three lives, their fates, would be so intertwined. And I never would have imagined that this video would become a tangible memory of the last time Pac and I were simply kids together. Pac and I lip-syncing Parents Just Don't Understand by Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince during our junior year in high school.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
And this set some of the good citizens of the internet off. Some fans believe this is disrespectful to Will Smith. What do y'all think?
Yes, absolutely. Every year, Jada Pinkett Smith reads a brand new poem from Tupac. Every year. Wow. Like, you know, like clockwork. I feel like when he jumped up at the Oscars to smack Chris Rock, he imagined it was Tupac.
I think Will
I can see that.
Touch on that in his book. Mm. I just think, okay, after this, Jada, don't do this no more.
I bet you
I bet you at that house, like when he comes in, he has to take his shoes off and put a bandana on and tie it to the front. You know, just to be in the house.
Keep your head up, Will.
Yeah. Well, moving on, child. Successful black women, listen up. Successful. Tyler Perry sat down with Crystal Renee and gave some relationship advice, honey, to high-earning black women. But, baby, I don't know, honey, if women will take his advice. Listen to this.
His gift may not be your gift.
Exactly.
That is okay. Mm-hmm. That's not somebody who's beneath you.
Yeah.
That's somebody who came to love you at your worth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
And as long as he's secure in himself to know that, yep, she makes most of the money. All I can pay is the light bill. As long as she's comfortable enough to say, I'm going to cover the mortgage and all the other stuff. You can handle the light bill, baby. You can take me to dinner every now and then.
Stop telling black women to settle, please. We are tired.
You know, I think that's for who that was for. But he runs in a certain circle to where, like, those stats that he was kicking was relative to what he was saying. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and like, because a guy could never say, damn, I'm holding out for a woman who makes a certain amount of money and da 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 da. But they should never say that out loud. You know what I mean?
But they damn do.
What man is holding out for a woman who makes X amount of income?
Damn, every black man you might not know.
Well, okay.
That's who.
All right. Fair enough.
Black women are the only women who get told
you better get with Leroy while you're picking up
when
trash and be
happy. When you have other women when you have other women, non-black women come into the black community, even them, they aim for high-earning black men. Why is it that black women are always if he could pay the light bill, baby, that's good enough. As long as he loves you.
I don't think he's saying settle, but if that's what you have and you have real love and a connection with somebody, sometimes everybody don't care about the money. Well, they care about being loved.
But you better care. The hell with love, though, Brad. You always talk about that. I can't go to the light company.
Thank you.
Find a person who gives you everything you want financially, and he kicks your ass every night before you go
to
sleep. Money ain't everything.
We get too old. I can't wait till Lee to come up, then we need to come on right now.
Some people got more time than others.
Yeah, we can talk about this forever.
To make sure thing, y'all had money each other, so they different.
Yeah, okay.
We had money each other.
Yeah, they had.
I know, that's right.
I can't wait to see the prompter write that way. Money each other.
Well, you know what? Give me the third wheel. Up next, Steve Neo bought a fan on stage with him and got more than a handful. We'll explain after the break. Because y'all got money each other.
See, that's why they need to be more.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Dish Gone Viral!
All right, y'all, Neo must have never heard the song Watch Out for the Big Girls because he wasn't ready. Yes, y'all, this video has gone viral when he invited a couple of girls on stage to see who could throw that thing back on the mess. Well, baby, in the words of Gary, when it was time for this plus-size beauty from Connecticut to throw that thing in the circle, she seized the moment, y'all, and left Neo speechless. Needless to say, she smoked all of them skinny heifers and won the competition. So when the MC announced her as the winner, baby girl did her victory dance, darling, going even harder and showing off what her mama gave her, you dig? Check it out.
Oh, she's getting, this lady's she killing getting down. It.
She got moves like Heavy D. I'm gonna call her Heavy Denise.
Yeah. Heavy Denise, I'm street.
Like, she definitely ain't moving like she thick.
Okay.
At all.
She got
it's too suggestive and stuff. Did she know Neo just went through a turbulent divorce?
Nobody didn't think about that. They all there to have a good time.
This is the moment. This is the time for her to show. That chick from the Mario show the other night needs to take notes.
Exactly.
This is how you react when you get called from the crowd to do your thing.
Exactly. Right. That's your moment. Seize it.
Okay.
But they say most women like that don't have a man.
No, they don't say that.
No, I never
they don't
heard
say that.
If she was doing all that moving, she would have a man.
She probably does have a man.
He would have
a confident man who's like, yeah, do your thing.
That's not insecure. That's proud of her enjoying herself on stage.
Who's paying more than the light bill.
Okay.
You don't learn moves like that flying solo.
I know that's right.
Well, yo, let's get into this. Dish debate. All right. Seems like another social media clip got folks out here talking. So there's a baby mama, and I say that respectfully because we don't know her name, posted a video bashing her baby daddy after he went grocery shopping for her. Now, sounds like a beautiful gesture, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nah. The baby mama doesn't think so, and this is why. Check it out.
I told him I needed some money for some groceries, and he decided to deliver the stuff, pick what he want to pick, and have it delivered himself. Instead of sending me the money, he then had the groceries delivered. You don't know what my kids want. You don't know what my kids like.
Girl. Now she need a man that can only afford the light bill. That's what she needs.
That's why Tyler Perry said what he said.
Yeah, because you just sound ungrateful. Yeah.
Should she be vexed that the baby daddy bought a bunch of groceries instead of giving her money?
She should actually be grateful that he did anything.
The word is thank you.
People are not humble anymore. The word is thank you. And even though he did know what her kids wanted, he got her that.
But they got some damn food to eat.
They got something. And he got him some toilet tissue.
Okay, and while you're making that TikTok, your baby in the back crying, how about you open up them grocery bags and feed the baby? How about that?
It's different to give somebody straight up cash than for this. Maybe this man might have had a very specific reason for showing up with the groceries.
Because he know she was going to gamble with it, probably.
She mad because he prevented her club selfies from happening later on that night. You know what I'm saying?
Or maybe he's a responsible man with an Instacart credit. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, the way it was delivered, that was very Instacart.
That's Instacart. Because
you know he didn't drop that off Dolo.
That was Instacart.
He got a picture on his phone from Instacart that it had been delivered.
Exactly. So in case you come for him, judge, here go the Instacart receipt.
Exactly.
Boom.
Yeah.
She lied.
He wasn't here for the drama. He had someone else drop it off.
Period.
And all he's paying is the grocery bill, maybe the light bill. But that's it. That's it. Okay, coming up, Matthew McConaughey says Jason Bateman is not built for technical difficulties. We'll get into this right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, besides acting on shows like Ozark, Jason Bateman co-hosts the podcast Smartless with Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. In a past episode gone wrong, Matthew McConaughey was waiting to come on as a surprise guest, and his camera was turned off. So Jason started having tech problems, and Matthew laughed, causing Jason to have a meltdown and cancel the recording.
Oh, my God.
So when Matthew returned this week, Jason explained, he said, the worst part is me hearing somebody laughing, thinking it's Will or Sean, and going, who did that? That's not helpful. And then I just slammed my laptop shut, took my ball, and went home like a... It's not one of my prouder moments. Can y'all believe that?
Not everybody handles pressure well.
Right.
And then when there's somebody snickering in the background, it like adds insult to injury.
I would have done the same thing here.
Really?
Yes, because my pressure level is not high and I get aggravated.
Gary is the one who's always like, are we ready to go?
Y'all ready yet? Y'all ready?
Can we start yet?
Y'all ready?
Yes, honey.
We ready?
Time is time.
Y'all ready?
Okay. say, y'all, you remember Charlie Sheen's daughter, Sammy?
Yeah,
it's Sammy. All
right.
Boo.
She joined OnlyFans when she turned 18 last year.
Okay.
And now she has plans of getting breast augmentation in a couple of months, and she claims it's going to save her life.
Okay.
But it's not in the way you think. Now, Sammy says that she's been addicted to vaping for the last 5 years,
oh, no.
and she has to be nicotine-free for a month before the surgery. You want to tell us what she said, Jess?
Hold on, she been vaping since she was 14? This is crazy. I think me getting my oh, I see why y'all gave me this story. Y'all trying to throw shades at the fact that I did this 2 years ago?
No,
okay,
no.
You know what?
Oh,
Dish Nation, y'all ain't low. Let me go ahead and read the quote,
Just child. Read the double dish story.
I think me getting my boobs done is honestly going to save my life because it's forcing me to quit vaping. So at least we can have that.
What was it like to quit vaping, Jesse?
Oh, this happened to you?
Oh, no.
You got your boobs done to quit vaping?
And you had to stop vaping? That was up.
I wait, know. Hold on. Were you vaping? No,
not
I just made that
not
up.
Not y'all throwing shade no, just, like that.
We would never, never. Throw shade.
Okay, so why does this relate to you?
Because I had got an augmentation and y'all are shady as hell. Y'all know what y'all doing. Everybody in the back
Wait,
of the production
you didn't know what she got?
knew what
they
were doing.
You got a breast reduction?
Now, when did I ever have breasts?
I don't know.
You had them the whole time I've known
she
you.
Got,
like,
Jesse got an addition a few years
right.
ago.
Right, you got boobs.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
New addition.
Yeah. I bought a reasonable size. That's why.
And you did.
Yeah, okay. I bought a reasonable size. I never wanted to be like, you know, Pamela Anderson.
Okay,
but
okay.
I wanted to have something so when I come in, you know, when I'm on set, I can have the little
Oh, we
little
know,
cup.
Boo. Yeah,
you have Shut this. Up!
Oh, yeah. Do we know, girl? I'm so glad I'm a Christian.
Almond Joy has nuts, mounds
yeah.
don't.
Yeah, Jesse, like, if Gary knows, the rest of us definitely know.
Wow. Well, y'all, speaking of addictions, guys, up next we have a baby name that'll have you thinking about going to rehab.
Oh.
We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, it's time for Dish Is It. All right, y'all ain't gonna believe this, okay? Australian journalist Kirsten Drysdale decided to test the limits of what you can legally name a child when she had her third baby recently. Mm. She named the boy, y'all ready for this?
Come yes. with me. Yes.
Methamphetamine rules. Methamphetamine rules. The name was initially approved, but Australia's Births, Deaths, and Marriages Register said that it slipped through the cracks. Pun intended. Kirsten and her husband chose a new name, but they haven't revealed it yet.
But it's a different name. You know, I mean, if I had a child, I would name him Cunnilingus, probably.
Would you call him Cunny for short?
Yeah, Cunny, yeah.
It sounds sexy until you understand what it means, but then
still
it still
don't know.
Would be sexy.
What is that?
Cunnilingus?
You do
oh,
it
you
all
definitely,
the time.
You definitely should know.
You know it. You know, Brad.
You should definitely Google that. That's when you can a woman.
I never, ever heard of that in my entire life.
Not even in school, in health class?
Hold up.
Hold up.
Do
you
know
oh, that's a real word.
Yes!
Hold up.
I thought that was some name.
No.
Like Condoleezza Rice.
No.
You know what? Y'all always wow. crack on me for not knowing words.
Yeah.
Brat. Finally! Yeah.
That's just not a word that you say.
Right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hey, girl, come give me some cunnilingus.
No, or you could call Judy and be like, you could call Judy and be like, girl, you want to get some cunny tonight? Then you know what I'm saying? Something cute.
Cunnies is cuter.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I love
sexy.
This job.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.